Last week when we arrived, we were informed that it was the 12th day of Christmas. So if you haven't your jackets on, you ought to have them on, because the first number I'd like to play is a Christmas number. It's a Noel written by a contemporary of Bach, a little before him actually, Louis-Claude Dequin. It's a Noel with variations. You probably have heard it around December 25th, but now that it is almost August 15th, maybe you'd like to hear it now. You have before you a Holden hymn, the words of which are by David Knutson. It is based on a melody which is found in our hymn book, and I think you are all acquainted with it. The melody is slightly adjusted, and so I'm going to play it through. I'm going to improvise something before it. And then you sing the first stanza in unison, and then do the second stanza in harmony, please. you, Dave. I think he should get a hand on that. For the next number, I should like to play something that I think you probably all know. It's the Toccata and Fugue in D minor by Bach. And a word or two about that. It was written when he was very young, and sounds must have excited him very much. And you can just imagine with the opening notes, the echo in the church, the reverberation of the windows, and everything must have just excited him. But an interesting thing happens in the fugue. It's a very engaging subject, and after the exposition, after four times around, he gets completely carried away, and he forgets about the fugue, and he goes into a dialogue with question and answer, has absolutely nothing to do with the fugue. And this goes on for a page and a half, when suddenly he must have recognized, hey, wait a minute, I'm writing a fugue, and bang, he comes right back, as though somebody brought him up short, and continues the fugue as though nothing happened. But there's that spot about a page and a half right in the middle of the fugue where it has nothing to do with the fugue, but he was just intrigued with sounds. The Toccata and Fugue in D minor.
Thank you.
Pleased to note that Bach is loved in Holden also. Would you take your hymn books, please, and turn to one? Will you sing this hymn in the following manner? Stanza 1 and 6 is for everybody in unison. Stanza 2 is for everybody in harmony. If you are soprano, alto, tenor, bass, or monotone, pick your part and sing. The second stanza in harmony. The third will also be in unison. The fourth will be by the men, and the fifth with the women, the sixth in unison. Let me go through that again. Thank you. Something now, with your permission. Someone has asked if I would improvise on a hymn and has suggested it, namely, O Bleeding Head and Wounded. And I'm very glad to do that, but I think probably a word of explanation. Would you look at it, please? Number 88. In improvising on the hymn, a number of things take place. I'd like to share that with you, so that possibly you could share the same kind of emotions that I share as I try to create. Strangely enough, it is not the melody of the hymn that excites me, but it is the text. The melody is a good one, and I like it very much, and I'm sure you do too. But the text by Paul Gerhardt is a very beautiful one. And in order to improvise on these texts, certain words, images, imageries, ideas leap forth. And as you look at this hymn, I don't know what ideas you get out of it, but this is what I read. Grief, shame, pale, abuse, bitter, passion, despised, gory, fainting, dying, believing, safely, love. Do you get those ideas? They suggest certain thoughts, certain musical ideas. The vocabulary is spontaneous. You dip into this bag or that bag, and if you don't find anything here, you reach for another one, and you try to mix colors and create a mood. And so with this beautiful text of Paul Gerhardt, I would like to try to improvise on O Sacred Head and see if it matches what you think it means to you. If it doesn't, maybe you can see what it means to me. May we close with hymn 223, All Praise to Thee, My God, This Night. Sing the first and the last stanza in unison, rise for the doxology, sing second, third, and fourth stanzas in canon. Men begin with the organ, women follow one measure later.